I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
Hi friends, it's Fred Greenhalgh, producer here at Realm. The next episode of the dark fiction series Ominous Thrill is ready for your ears. It's called Secret in Silver Falls, and it's a Cold War era creature feature. Here's a short preview.
Ned, it's a government facility, so even if I had...
Well, my government doesn't keep secrets from citizens, just enemies.
Okay, but that's not really how it works.
Are you saying we're the enemy?
I'm not saying that. It's just...
Gotcha, you little shit.
Ned.
How about we go inside, you and me? You can tell me what's happening. And then I can tell all these fine folks there ain't nothing to worry about.
I don't have answers to share with you.
I insist.
Ominous Thrill is out now. Everywhere you listen.
The Heron includes depictions of violence and other subject matter that may be upsetting for some listeners. Listener discretion is advised.
Kelsey?
Hey.
Would you like to come in? What is it?
I skipped all my classes today. I've never done that.
Are you sick?
I don't know. I woke up with this horrible feeling.
Okay. Can you describe it?
We're all bad people. Like, just apes.
You did the right thing, Kelsey.
Then why do I feel like something terrible is going to happen? Like, no matter how hard I try to make something good happen, it's just never going to work out like I want it to.
My name is Barb Cardell.
Okay. What do you want? Step back from my daughter, please.
Of course. No, I'm so sorry. Listen, Lynette, I need your help.
How do you know my name?
You may be my only hope before this happens to my daughter, Kelsey.
Do I know her?
Kelsey plays tennis at IGN, and she recently disowned me after she started working with Dr. C.N. Callahan. What was your relationship with your daughter after she started working with Dr. Callahan?
My daughter never worked with him.
It's her, and that's not what I was told.
You were told wrong.
Maybe I could speak to her father.
Yeah, good luck.
That's what I was afraid of.
I'm sorry that you're feeling this way.
Thanks.
Next time you wake up feeling this way, you call me, okay?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Promise?
Yeah, I promise.
Good. I know you're not feeling great, but I think we should try and start because I may have to cut today short. I have a phone interview.
That's fine.
I have a great opportunity to go back home. Work with the Harvard crew and basketball team.
Wait, you're leaving?
It's possible.
Are you serious?
Hey, you'll be fine. We'll stay in touch.
You're really gonna leave? Now?
I didn't realize it would upset you.
How could it not?
Why are you so upset?
You're gonna make me say it.
Say what? Say what, Kelsey?
I need you.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
But I'm afraid we never really did any real work in here.
How can you say that?
Because you never really opened up. And to be honest, I don't know if you ever will.
That's not true.
No?
No. How can you say that?
Stand up and look in the mirror behind me.
What?
I'll show you. Just stand up. Try to only stare at your nose. Focus right in on just your nose. You staring at it?
I guess.
Good. Keep staring at your nose. Keep staring. Now what's happening to it?
It's getting bigger. This is stupid.
It's getting bigger?
Yeah. It looks huge. Can I stop now?
Not yet.
When can I stop? It's so ugly.
Okay, you can stop.
Why did you just make me do that?
Just give it a second.
I don't understand.
Did you ever look up Velvet Rage?
Yeah, I read the book.
What did you think?
About what?
Did it apply to you?
I don't know.
Okay, now stand back up and look in the mirror.
Oh my God.
Go ahead. What do you see?
My nose. It's huge.
It's all you still see.
I'm really so confused today. What are we talking about?
Despite our success on the court, all you still see is your nose.
Honestly, I can't take these stupid metaphors anymore.
I'm trying to help you realize what's behind your nose, but you refuse to focus on anything but your nose.
Just tell me what you want me to see.
Why Anastasia making you listen to her have sex with her boyfriend set you off?
What? Why can't you just let that go?
Because you're not fucking back. You are going through a major turning point in your life, and I understand that's hard. But whenever I actually tried to get you to look at the root of your problem, you shut down. And I understand that's crippling. But I saved you from expulsion, away from your mother's abuse. I got you a scholarship because of my system that I worked my entire life on. That got you to start winning on a level you never have before. Now, isn't all that true?
Yes.
Then why don't you understand that I bloody well know how to help you? And that maybe you actually need someone to help you through all this. Someone who may know exactly what you're going through.
How could you know?
From personal experience. I cannot do this alone.
I'm sorry.
You have to really let me in.
I'm trying.
Try harder.
Okay.
You ready?
No.
Don't be scared. Be determined. Remember that rule.
Yeah.
Are you scared?
No. I'm determined.
So you've never met Dr. Callahan?
No.
What do you think happened to your daughter? What set her off?
That's none of your business.
And if you knew me, you'd know that I am not someone who begs, but I am at bottom here. Please. Why would she do this?
I probably pushed her too hard.
Well, then don't you think she would have shot herself outside of your place of work?
Just lay out what you came here to say.
I believe your daughter worked with Dr. Callahan and that she was chosen, just like my Kelsey. She was a mark.
A mark?
I'm concerned their relationship is becoming inappropriate.
Inappropriate how?
I'm not sure.
Do you have any evidence?
That's why I'm here.
Then you wasted a trip. I still don't have a clue what you're talking about.
How do I say this? Look, you know, cheetahs don't go after the fastest gazelle, they go after the injured one.
Are you saying my daughter is stupid?
No. Look, haven't you ever noticed that the priests always went for the kids with...
Okay, and now you've offended me. I'd like you to leave.
I'm just giving an example
of... How dare you come in here and you say that about my church?
I didn't know. Clearly I've upset you. I'm guessing it's really because you think I'm right.
You stop to think that maybe you're just a bad parent? That the best thing for her is to disown you? Have you?
So tell me what happened. Did you try to kiss Anastasia?
No.
But something happened for her to do that to you.
Nothing happened.
But Anastasia knew how you felt. Kelsey, please.
What?
Anastasia knew how you felt about her.
I think so.
God, it must be so confusing to have to be introduced to sex like that. Do you fantasize about Anastasia?
What do you mean?
I am pretty sure you know the definition of the word. Do you masturbate to her?
Ew. No.
No?
No.
You don't masturbate. Kelsey, there's nothing wrong with masturbation.
I know that.
Do you? Have you ever tried?
A couple times.
Can be tricky at your age.
It's not tricky, I just feel stupid.
Do you like pornography?
Some. You sure this is appropriate conversation?
We all need sex, Kelsey. Food, water, sleep, love, friends, and sex. Those are the tenets of a full happy life. I mean, what do you think a happy life is, Kelsey? What's being happy to you?
I don't know.
Think.
I am.
Then tell me, what is the definition of a happy life in your eyes?
Honestly?
Yes.
I guess everyone else looking at me and thinking I'm perfect.
Oh, Jesus.
You made me answer.
You do know talking about sex is totally normal.
Then why do I feel so weird right now?
I really need you to be truthful with me.
You need to get something straight. My little girl is nothing like yours. Nothing. And I'm nothing like you. So seriously, it's time to leave.
I'm scared for my daughter.
Don't be.
How can you say that? I asked you a question.
And I asked you to leave.
I'm not going anywhere now. Answer the question. How can you, of all people, say I shouldn't be scared?
All I know is whoever worked with my daughter there, they turned my daughter into a winner.
At what cost?
All costs. That's how you win. Dr. Callahan did wonders for my daughter.
I knew it.
The only reason she turned pro was because of Dr. Callahan. She just couldn't handle the pressures of being a professional without her.
Then she would have just harmed herself.
She did.
You know what I mean. Did she ever say anything about Dr. Callahan doing something?
No, of course not.
Did you ever suspect it?
My daughter had a mental break. Runs in our family. You know how many pills I needed to get out of bed this morning? Listen, lady, I would never, never, never let my child continue to see someone that would hurt them. I trust Dr. Callahan with all 9 of my children. And just so you know, she had problems before she ever met Dr. Callahan. It was only when she worked with Dr. Callahan that they went away, and then she didn't have any of these issues until she stopped working with CN. Maybe she went back as a cry for help. I don't know. She's been cutting herself for months.
Those are nice boots. I have the same pair. They're a new car in the parking garage, too.
Get out of here.
People only sign NDAs when there's a settlement.
I said get out of here.
Did they give you a settlement?
I don't need anything from anyone. And don't you dare go destroying someone's reputation because you couldn't get your daughter to the level she needed to be. Just be thankful someone could.
You're making a mistake.
No, you are, lady.
You aren't thinking this through. It won't end with my Kelsey.
Good.
What?
Is your daughter turning pro? Well, is she?
Probably.
My God. Look at what you're complaining about. She's a professional athlete. You know how hard that is to do? How rare? What that means for you? What it meant for my entire family, my other children? Christ, she's here in a coma and we're still being taken care of.
Have you ever kissed a woman, Kelsey?
No.
Have you kissed a boy?
No.
Do you want to?
A boy?
Or a woman?
Yeah.
Then I must warn you, you may run into more situations like Anastasia's for a while. At least until after college. Especially if you stay in the South.
It's okay.
Don't say that, Kelsey. It's not okay. Things like this shouldn't have to get worse before they get better. You can't just go through life only practicing, playing, and studying.
Why not?
Because that's not a life. The experiences that make a life usually have little to do with the things we do for professional success.
It feels like a life.
Because it's safe.
What's wrong with feeling safe?
Because you know that being alone and safe can suck and be miserable. But being surrounded by other people and still feeling alone, that's unbearable. Isn't it?
Yes.
Do you really want to live your whole life like that? To just be not utterly miserable?
What?
Sorry, I got distracted.
What about you? You aren't married. You practically live here. Looks to me all you care about is professional success.
It's true. It's something I need to work on. I hold myself back.
You do?
All the time.
From what?
Expressing my impulses, desires, really coming alive.
Yeah, I hold myself back too.
Because you're an alien.
What?
Your dream, Serena. Maybe we should try together. Make a promise to each other right now.
What kind of promise?
Stop waiting for the mothership. So what would you do first?
I don't know. I have to think about it.
What if I go first?
Hey, this is Kelsey. Leave a message or text me. Have a beautiful, positive day.
You know, I can't believe I'm saying this, but maybe the CN is good for you. I'm watching you play Tiffany Gannis, and you're kicking her fucking ass. You never look better. And I guess I gotta be honest. I'm impressed, because you never stood up for yourself like that. Maybe she's drained some of that weakness out of you. I didn't think you had it in you. I think I'll just let you be for a while. You don't need my bullshit right now. Whatever she's telling you, sweetheart, you just keep doing it.
You asked me earlier why I'm not married, and I didn't answer. You asked me what distracted me, what upset me, and I didn't answer. Do you know why?
No.
The whole thing really makes me so upset. I just wish I'd have had someone who could have told me this when I was your age. Who could have shown me the way everybody else gets to.
I appreciate that.
I've really grown to love our time together.
You have?
Very much.
Then why are you leaving?
Honestly, it's getting too hard for me.
What is?
The restraint. It's ironic, I know. I don't know if I can follow my own system.
You don't have restraint. For what?
The truth.
Please?
I see so much in you, beyond the tennis. Your cleverness, your curiosity, your beauty.
I'm not beautiful.
You know, I keep thinking about our dinner together, and how sad I was when it ended.
Really?
Weren't you sad when it ended?
I finally slept through the night.
I really want to teach you what I wish someone would have taught me. I don't want you to have to wait until you're 30 like I did to have a healthy experience. I fantasize about being with you, locking the whole world away. I think about you all the time, Kelsey. I need you too, Kelsey. Do you know that? I knew the first moment I saw you were special. Put your hands on me, Kelsey. Touch me. That's it, right there. Go on. Here, let me help you.
Heron was written and directed by Matthew McCarty and Charles Hopkins. Sound design, editing, and music by Chris Folsom. Produced by Justin Miklas and Matthew McCarty, with performances by Hermione Lynch, Nena Zarr, Maggie Staples, Camille Thornton-Allison, and Katie Walter.